Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? We were here to help you out. Pick up the phone and call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We'll give you the tips, the ideas, the inspiration, so that you have a little bit less exasperation with the projects that you are trying to get done this weekend around your house. Pick up the phone, give us a call. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. We've been there. We've done that. We've probably screwed it up a time or two. You can learn from our mistakes if you call us first at 888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up this hour, if your washer and dryer are getting up there in the years, it might be time to think about replacing them. We're going to have tips on what to look for in a new energy efficient set in just a bit.
And also ahead, are you getting ready for the big spring cleanup? Well, if you are, we've got ideas for cleaning your wood floors so that they will shine like they are brand spanking new.
And speaking of wood, it's great for floors, but when it comes to doors, especially the outside kind, well, not so much. There are much better options out there. Coming up, we're going to have some tips on how you can do a front door makeover that can spruce up your home for spring and save energy and those maintenance hassles all at the same time. Give us a call right now. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT. One caller we talk to on the air this hour is going to win a set of two Ready Hang drapery hardware systems. These are pretty cool. They're perfect for renters because they attach to window frames without drilling. Your drapes go up smoothly, simply, quickly, and without any special tools. The winner gets two rods in an iron finish with round finials. You can visit readyhang.com for more information. That's readyhang.com. It's a prize worth $80. Going to go to one caller that reaches us with their home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Dion on the line from Virginia who's got a question about water heating. Dion, what can we do for you?
Hi, Leslie. I received in the mail a repair replacement program offer from our local power company to replace the water heater. And I was wondering if you had any history or thoughts on if that's a good idea or not.
Well, what exactly is your utility company offering in this program?
Total repair and replacement. If your water heater measures up to the guidelines, and mine does, they'll pay for the total repair and replacement for $5 a month.
So this is like a warranty.
It's a service contract.
Exactly. Like if something goes wrong, you're not going to be paying for parts and labor because you've got the special program.
Correct.
And how old is your water heater, Dion?
It is 10 years old.
Oh, okay. God.
Okay.
I thought it was a no-brainer, too. After I called.
You could only spend $10 and need a new one.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, look, you know, the utility companies are constantly trying to find new ways to make money. And the service contract business is certainly one of those ways that they do just that. It comes down to how lucky you feel. Now, as a home inspector, a former home inspector, I have seen water heaters that were 8 years old that failed, 10 years old that failed, and 25 years old that were still going strong. So this is $60 a year that you're going to be putting into this on the off chance that it does fail during the covered period. You know, give this 5 years and
paid for a water heater-ish.
Yeah. So I don't know. Personally, I'm not one for buying service contracts. I'd rather take that money for all the things that could possibly break down in my house and put it in my own slush fund for repair, then give it to, the water company for the water heater or for the entry line or for the washing machine or the dryer or the refrigerator. All these things have service contracts that are available on them. But I personally feel that I'd rather, and if you're disciplined enough to do this, if you can't take the hit of an unexpected repair like that, throw a little money in the kitty every once in a while, you know, then maybe you want to consider it. But if you can, if you have discipline to save money, or if you can take the hit of an unexpected repair, generally I don't buy them because they're offered, because companies make money on them, and the chances of you needing them are small.
And I would also, if this is something you're considering, look into what constitutes the repair and what constitutes the replacement. Because you could be, you know, at 10 years, you're kind of at the lifespan of this water heater, you know, but are they just going to keep milking it along and fixing parts and, you know, drawing out your contract before they'll give you a new one? We have a service contract on our heating system, which I have to tell you, having a 35 almost year old boiler in our house, you know, the $200 a year is priceless for us, because we have the guy here once, twice a year repairing all sorts of parts. And, you know, with the labor and the time and the parts, it ends up costing us nothing. So,
and also when it comes to your heating system, there is truly service that's required as part of that.
As it, like, annual maintenance.
Right. It has
but
to be maintained.
But also, that person should check out your water heater. Ours does.
Yeah. The same
thing. Well, that's part of the program. They reserve the right to come in and approve it after. And it doesn't go into effect until 30 days after I've been in the program.
Right. And you know why that is? Because they don't want you to have a water heater that's a little bit leaky, and then all of a sudden you get the service contract on it, and the next day you call and say, oh, guess what? My water heater's leaking. They want to make sure it actually is working for some cooling off period, which in this case is 30 days.
Exactly. And before I called you, I didn't know how old it was.
Right.
We've been in the home almost 10 years now, and I can't remember. It was here before we got here. It was new when we
got
here.
So it's at least 10 years old.
It might just be something that, and what we often recommend is that when it gets to be to that risky age, you should just think about planning a replacement. I mean, the water heaters today are far more efficient. Is this gas or electric?
Electric.
Yeah.
55-gallon.
You might want to think about upgrading to like a heat pump water heater, which is going to be less expensive for you to run.
Yeah, I saw that on their site. That's a new technology, the heat pump.
Yeah, it is. It's been out for a little more than a year now, and it's looking really strong. Take a look at Rheem. They have the HP 50. That's a great product. All right, so there you go. Hope that helps you out. You know, there's generally we don't recommend them, especially for, you know, individual appliance like that. But if you feel that you're not going to replace it, you can't take the risk that it's going to go, then maybe it's right for you. But generally, it's not cost effective. You got to be a pretty unlucky guy to cash in on all of the service contracts that somebody wants to sell you about your house.
Exactly. Well, thanks for your time.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Now, you can call in your home repair, home improvement, home design question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are here to help you with all of your spring home improvement chores. Give us a call at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
888-666-3974. Up next, spring cleaning might be on your to-do list. We've got some advice on how to handle wood floors and furniture that won't harm them, but get them looking just fantastic. We'll tell you how to do that next.
888-MONEY-PIT. The Money Pit is brought to you by Skill. Want hardwood floors but are on a budget? The affordable and feature-filled Skill flooring saw is just what you need for your installation project.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you should give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEY-PIT, because one caller we talked to on the air this hour is going to win a set of two Ready Hang drapery hardware systems. These are perfect for renters because they attach to the window frames without drilling. Your drapes will go up simply and quickly without any special tools. And I guess most importantly, you can take them down when you leave and move
them
to your next apartment. The winner gets two rods and an iron finish with round finials. It's a prize worth $80. Going to go to one caller who reaches us with their home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to give you a hand with your project. And maybe you are getting ready to start into that inevitable spring cleaning to-do list. Aye, aye, aye. When you're making up that list, do not forget your wood floors, because all winter long, they have been the victim of tracked-in snow, salt, and ice, and they could probably be in the need of a little TLC right about now. But when you're doing so, you don't want to use plain water on hardwood floors. Now, using too much moisture can actually cause those wood floors to swell, and then they might become permanently damaged. Instead, you want to use a product like Tree Wax, which is an all-natural floor cleaner. It's completely natural, and it's safe for both wood and laminate floors, so you can use it all around the house. It's biodegradable, it's non-toxic, and it's VOC-free, which are those volatile organic compounds, which we all want to make sure we don't bring into our house for indoor air quality.
You know, the TrueWax people sent me a couple of bottles of this a few months ago, and I really like it, and I've been buying it ever since. Did you know that they did, in fact, earn the Good Housekeeping seal of approval with that product, which is not an easy thing to do? But what I've discovered is that you don't have to use it just on floors. You can use it on pretty much all your wood surfaces. So I've been cleaning kitchen cabinets with it and furniture and pretty much everything that's wood. It does a really good job at it. I found that it's available at most major retailers. It's got a great price. And if you want more information on how to find it in your area, you can visit treewax.com. Treewax.com. That's TREWAX.com.
Catherine in Tennessee is on the line with an outside painting project. Tell us what you're working on.
Okay, it's painting the house on the outside. I have wood shingle sidings.
Okay.
And I want to know, is there a stain that's equivalent to an oil-based paint so I can add linseed oil to protect the shingles?
You don't have to get quite so complicated, Catherine. You don't have to invent your own finish by using linseed oil and staying on top of that. When you stain shingles, you typically prime them first, and then you put a solid color stain on top of that. That gives you excellent adhesion that will protect the shingles and result in a color that can last, you know, 8, 10, even 15 years. I mean, I have a cedar shingle house, and I did just that, and my house hasn't been repainted in probably close to 15 years right now, because the siding never needed it. The stain held perfectly.
That's great.
Okay.
And by the way, you know what we had before that for about 20 years? Linseed oil.
Right.
Well, so
that's what
right.
I used before with oil-based painting. It helps to preserve the paint job.
Right, so.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, linseed oil is great, but I mean, technology's caught up, and if it's properly primed and properly stained, you can get a very beautiful, long-lasting finish on wood siding.
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Catherine. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Ben in Florida is thinking about taking on a flooring project. What can we do for you?
Hi, I love your show. Been
Thank
a handyman
you.
For 20 years, listening every weekend for good, helpful tips.
Thanks.
About 20 years ago, I ripped up all my carpet and installed ceramic tile. All of a sudden, my wife decides she wants hardwood floors.
Okay.
No way am I going to chisel up about 1,500 feet of tile. Can I install hardwood floor over the tile?
Yeah, if you use engineered hardwood, you can, because they can lock together. There's a very thin underlayment that goes underneath it, and then the boards have like a locking joint to get today where they lock together. It's fine to install that as a floating floor.
Do I need to install cork under it? Or
no, there are underlayments that come with engineered floors.
Okay, is there an adhesive involved?
No, it's a floating floor. It's not glued down.
Oh,
so
okay.
It'll just snap together and
snap
sort of
together
float
like a
within
puzzle.
The space.
Right. So it can be done.
Absolutely. Take a look at lumberliquidators.com.
Yeah, I'm familiar with them.
Yeah, they have a big line of engineered hardwood floors, and you get some of the 50-year warranty product, super durable finishes, and you'll be good to go.
Is it very expensive?
Not compared to tearing up 1,500 square feet of ceramic tile.
I agree. Well, against my better judgment, I'm going to invite my wife to hear this conversation.
That's only because it went your way, Ben.
Absolutely. Hey, I appreciate your show.
You're welcome.
And I thank you very much for the tips.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Mary in New Jersey who's dealing with a very northeast winter problem, icicles. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, we had a new roof put on, and we had a 72-inch ice shield put under the shingles. So we have no water coming in, but we've noticed a lot of icicles along the house.
Yep.
Some are 5 feet long.
Yeah, and they're pretty too, huh?
Oh, yeah, beautiful sight.
Yeah. So what's your concern, Mary?
Well, one person said probably the insulation is not enough in the attic, and another person says if you put too much insulation, you'll have a problem too.
Nah.
So I don't know who to believe.
You're barking up the wrong tree. First of all, the icicles that are forming have nothing to do with the ventilation or the insulation in your roof. It's just a natural occurrence of the meltdown of the snow and the ice on the roof rolling over the gutters. And when it gets to the gutter space or the overhang area, that is not over the heated area of the house, obviously. So there it tends to freeze. So water runs down and it freezes there, and it does drip over the edge and form those beautiful icicles. The fact that you put the ice and water shield in was a good thing, because what that's doing is that's stopping that ice from forming what we call an ice dam, where the water strikes it and backs up and gets under the shingles and then leaks into the house. So there's really nothing wrong with your roof because you've formed ice. That's very, very normal given the winter that we've had in this country.
Well, I've noticed some of the other houses, and none of the other houses either had icicles, or if they had them, they weren't as long as ours.
Yeah.
We have a lot of trees around the house. Maybe that, I don't
know.
Well,
I mean, the amount of sunlight you get is going to affect the melt rate. But, you know, I wouldn't be too terribly concerned about it, as long as they're not going to fall off and hurt anybody. You know, it's hard water. It's pretty stuff. So I would just live with
beauty.
It, okay? All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. I thought for a moment she was going to say, but I put ice and water shield on the roof. How come I still get icicles?
You know, it's funny. It's one of my husband's favorite chores this past winter season was tackling the ginormous icicles that would get on that lovely little overhang.
Oh, is he an icicle breaker?
He is. He'd, you know, we'd get these icicles, pretty big, scary looking ones, on the overhang, like right above our front door. So
yeah,
if
well,
I didn't answer the
to,
door
right.
fast enough, you know, it's like, whoa, watch out.
Yeah.
But it was like his favorite thing to do. David in Oregon needs some help with a bathroom renovation. What can we do for you?
I got a problem with a closet being 12 to 14 inches wide and at the foot of the tub, and I would like to make the closet bigger. Is my question is, do they make a tub, a steel tub, that's shorter than 5 feet?
I don't know about a steel tub, but...
I think it goes down to about 4 or 4.5, doesn't it?
Yeah, but are they fiberglass or are they cast iron? I know American Standard makes one as small as 4 feet in length, and they also have a 4.5 foot is going to be fairly standard. 60 inches, 5 feet, is the basic length on a tub, which is pretty much what you're going to find. But if you do take a look, I think American Standard has two. One's called the Huron, and one is called the McKenzie. And one's 4 feet and one is 4.5 feet. But if you do some search online, you'll be able to find a shorter tub. I mean, not that much, but it might give you the clearance you need for the closet.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. Up next, wood doors, trim, and molding can really take a beating from the elements, especially this past winter. So still ahead, we're going to have tips about synthetic materials that are much more durable and can add fantastic curb appeal to your home. That's all coming up after this.
888 Money Pit.
Money Pit. Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, as spring gets into full swing, you are probably starting to think about projects that have been waiting in the wings all winter long. And one project that I can confidently recommend that will bring you a huge return on your investment is enhancing your front entryway.
Absolutely. And when you do this with very durable products like energy-efficient fiberglass doors and side lights, plus rot-resistant molding and trim, which is just so available today, you're making an investment that will no doubt pay off when you sell your home. And that's so important when you tackle these projects. You want to look at resale value. And even if you don't plan on going anywhere, it will help you maintain and add value to your house.
That's right. Here to tell us about new entryway solutions is Heather Sonnenberg from Therma-True Doors. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you very much.
Now, you guys have been in the maintenance-free door business for many, many years. You did invent the fiberglass door, so let's just give us a little bit of background on Therma-True.
Sure. Well, we're really the market leader when it comes to the fiberglass door category. We've been in business for exterior doors, both fiberglass and steel, for over 50 years. And again, you're exactly right. We invented the fiberglass door, and we've really worked over the last 50 years to continue to improve that product.
Mm-hmm. And the product really is truly outstanding. You've probably seen a fiberglass door and didn't even notice that it was fiberglass, all of our listeners out there. They look so wonderful. The graining is fantastic. The finishes are wonderful that you truly believe you're looking at a wood door. What have you guys all done recently to sort of boost what Therma-True is doing to really enhance the user end of putting together this new entry system for their home?
Sure. Well, one of the things that we look at is really to make sure that we are furthering our portfolio of products. Now we have a nice array of products for consumers to choose from. So when we talk about new products that we're bringing to market, we've really addressed our premium end with the introduction of our Canvas collection, which is in our Classic Craft product brand, which is a collection of fiberglass doors that are smooth and paintable, but they have a really nice construction with a nice wood edge, square edge that really helps accent the premiumness of the product. Okay. Really adds that heft and that weight that consumers are looking for when they're talking about a premium door.
And, you know, Tom, those are the doors that we saw at the Builders Show this past January. And Tom and I were both so impressed with the finish on these doors. I mean, it looked like they were sprayed and painted so carefully because the finish was just phenomenal. And when we asked one of the guys who was working at your booth, he was like, nope, we just painted it like a regular door and rolled it on in two coats.
That's exactly right. And one of the reasons it looks so nice is because we pay so much attention to the details. When we looked at introducing this product line, we really wanted to focus on the custom wood market and making sure that we pull what's the benefits of fiberglass, of the, you know, low maintenance, energy efficiency, right, but in a product that looks like a custom wood door. So we looked at nice wide embossment details that, like, again, they rival what a wood door could be.
Well, another innovation that you guys rolled out at the latest Builder Show that Leslie was talking about was this idea of vented full side lights. And that's pretty cool because, you know, so many front entryways today have side lights on them, but they're stationary, they're solid, they're fixed. You guys actually have a new invention now where these side lights actually open up, much like a door would, to reveal a screen that allows ventilation. What's the process been to bring that product to market? Is this something you guys have been working on a long time? Because it seems pretty innovative.
Well, really what we like to do is make sure we focus in on what are the problems that consumers have with their homes today. And one of the things that we know they have a problem with is ventilation. And in the past, they've solved this problem by adding storm doors or screen doors to the front of their homes or to their patios. And one of the complaints that we hear is that when they've invested a lot of money in a beautiful new front door or beautiful patio, they don't want to cover it up.
Right.
Exactly. They don't want to cover it up. And the great solution that we came up with was the vented side lights, which allows them to still have a beautiful entryway, but still allows them to make sure that they can vent their home properly. I like it because I like to be able to enjoy the seasons a little bit more without having to flip on the heater or the air conditioner.
And one of the things that you don't want to cover up are the glass designs. You guys have a lot of really beautiful, unique glass designs. There's just so many options today that really allowed you to make a personal statement when selecting a new front entryway.
That's right. And, you know, we're always looking at what's that new glass style and paying attention to what consumers are doing in their home, how they want to align their interiors and their exteriors. And we did launch a new glass this year called Avonlea, which is a beautiful free-flowing leaf pattern with some nice bronze water glass that keeps it neutral but still gives a nice pop of color.
Mm-hmm. And it's really beautiful. You can pick something in the glass that will speak to every architectural style of the home, and the same with the doors. So it's a really well-done project.
Thank you. Thank you. We really enjoyed it.
If you'd like to see the line of doors that Therma-True has to offer and all the beautiful new side lights and glass designs, all you have to do is go to Therma-True.com. That's Therma-True.com. Or pick up the phone and call them. The number is 800-843-7628. They have dealers all over the country, and their products are also available at Lowe's. Heather Sonnenberg, the Director of Product Management for Therma-True Doors. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Heather.
Thank you very much.
Well, does your washing machine look like it's on its last spin cycle? If it does, it might be time to put that helpful appliance out of its misery. Up next, we're going to share some tips on when to replace your washer or dryer and what you should be looking for when you're shopping for a new high-efficiency set next.
You live in a Money Pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by TreeWax. Trusted for more than 75 years, TreeWax is the brand you can depend on for premium floor care. Visit them on the web at treewax.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you should pick up the phone and give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT because we're going to help you with all of your home improvement projects. Whatever do-it-yourself woe you've got going on at your Money Pit, we are here to lend a hand. But also, one lucky caller that we talked to on the air this hour is going to win a set of two ready-hang drapery hardware systems. Now, these are perfect if you happen to be a renter or do-it-yourself challenge, whichever way you want to go about it, whether you're renting or you're just having a hard time putting up a straight curtain rod, because they attach to the window frames without any drilling. So your drapes are going to go up simply, quickly, and without any special tools. And the winner is going to get two rods in an iron finish with round finials. So that's great for any decor. It's a prize worth $80. Give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT for your chance to win.
888-666-3974. Well, if your washer or dryer is 10 years old or more, replacing it might be something that you've been considering. Not only will doing so head off inevitable breakdowns and potentially costly repairs in the coming months or years, but you'll also be taking an opportunity to actually put money back into the very pockets that you're laundering. Now, when you shop for a new washer, you want to look for the Energy Star label. It tells you that the washer is guaranteed to meet strict energy efficiency guidelines that are established by the EPA. Now, when it comes to dryers, you may find it very difficult to locate an Energy Star label on a dryer for a good reason. That's because there are no Energy Star rated dryers, none. Now, why is that? Well, it's because all dryers pretty much use the same amount of energy, and there's really no way to have one that uses less energy. Mm-hmm. The way you find one that uses less energy is by using a more efficient washing machine, because higher efficient washing machines take more moisture out of the clothes.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to actually dry clothes less.
Right, exactly, and that saves energy.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's what you can do to help your new dryer run more efficiently if you follow a few simple steps. For example, take advantage of the dryer's moisture sensor option, which is going to allow for a shorter, more efficient drying cycle. And another way to keep your dryer cycle short is to limit the amount of water, as Tom mentioned, that your laundry is going to carry over from the washing machine into the dryer. And you can do this by choosing the high-speed or even extended spin option on your washing machine. Or for a really energy-efficient option, just hang your clothes outside on the line on a beautiful spring day. Nothing smells better than air-dried laundry, am I right?
Old school clothes drying. Use a clothesline. It's about the greenest way you can dry your clothes. 888-666-3974. We are a very green home improvement program. That's why the number is free, 888-MONEY-PIT. Pick up the phone and give us a call right now, and we will help you get that project done on your to-do list. Who's next?
Song in Alaska is dealing with a leaky window. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Yes, I have a rental house that's in Anchorage, Alaska. Every winter time, the tenants reported that the water is running through the window and window sills, especially on the south side. But they said it has nothing to do with raining or anything, but has to do with cold temperature. So every time when the temperature drops, then they see more water running through. So I actually even have a construction company to look at what's going on. They didn't find anything leaking, but they said that the ground is too wet. They said, I need to dig the ground under the basement, and it needs to put the sub pump in. But I know I have a roofer who said, oh, maybe they forgot to seal the window properly when they build those buildings.
I understand you're getting a lot of opinions here, but the one key thing you said is that this doesn't happen when it rains. Is that correct?
Correct.
And this is a basement window, or it's a first floor?
Upstairs windows.
Okay. So there's only one thing that could be causing this, and one thing only. Condensation.
What?
Condensation. Okay. It makes perfect sense. In the winter, it's very cold on the outside of the house. It's very warm and moist on the inside of the house. The warm, moist air of the inside of the house strikes the cold glass and condenses, and then it gets very wet and it drips down. And you can actually get quite a lot of condensation. I mean, it could look like a window was leaking from the outside when it's really leaking from the inside. Now, the solution is better windows, unfortunately, because if you don't have glass that's insulated well enough, this will happen, and especially in extreme climates like you'd have in Anchorage. But if it's not leaking, if it's not leaking during the rain, there's no snow or ice that's melting above it or anything like that, the only possible source of this is condensation. It has nothing to do with the ground.
Okay, so I need to replace the window?
If it's condensation, which is what I think it is, and it should be pretty easy to tell. I mean, you should be able to see the water forming on the inside of the glass. And is it a wood window, a vinyl window, or a metal window?
Vinyl windows.
Yeah. So you should be able to see the condensation forming on the glass and then dripping.
Right.
It should be pretty obvious.
That's what the tenant says. It's a condensation. Yeah. So what's the fix?
Well, I mean, replacing the window will solve it. Reducing the amount of moisture inside the house will also solve it. You know, it might be that your contractor was talking about ways to reduce humidity in the basement, and that may be why he gave you that sump pump tip, but that's really not accurate. If you want to reduce humidity in the basement, you need to improve your drainage at the perimeter of the house. You need to extend your downspouts. You need to slope the soil away from the house. You need to do everything you can to try to reduce the amount of water and moisture that surrounds that first few feet of the foundation perimeter. Inside the house, you can improve your ventilation fans. Make sure you have one, for example, in the kitchen that vents out. Every bathroom should have a fan that vents out so that you're dealing with those moisture sources, and you need to use it. You need to be able to turn the fan on when somebody's in the bathroom taking a shower so you're venting all that steam. Things like that that reduce humidity inside the house can make this less of an issue. But, I mean, the bottom line is that you've got a window that with glass that's not insulated very well. You could probably add an interior storm window. I mean, that could be a second thing that you could do.
An additional insulating layer.
Yeah, it'd be less expensive than replacing it. But you definitely have a glass that's just not insulated enough.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Hey, are frequent burnt meals ruining not only your dinner, but your reputation for being a good cook? Well, if that's going on, you know what? Maybe it's not your fault. Coming up, we're going to tell you how to troubleshoot your oven's thermostat to make sure that everything that you are cooking is cooking at the same even temperature. And then you can blame somebody else for what's going on in the kitchen. So stick around.
Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Bostitch, professional quality hand tools, pneumatic and cordless nailers and staplers.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, what are you working on right now at your Money Pit? Maybe you are thinking about your appliances and wondering, should I replace them? Should I repair them? If that's what's going on at your house, we have got a simple barometer to help you decide what you should do. You can read all about it at MoneyPit.com. All you need to do is Google Money Pit Repair or Replace. That's Money Pit Repair or Replace.
Yeah, we came up with a chart that basically you can use if have an appliance that breaks down that takes into account its age and the risk of it breaking down again. And you can use this chart to determine whether or not you should fix something or you should just throw it out. So if you have a refrigerator that's 10 years old and it has a compressor that goes and you're trying to figure out whether or not it makes sense to put a new compressor, this chart has all of the information, and all you need to do to find it is Google Money Pit Repair or Replace. And it should take you right to the page.
Mm-hmm. And that'll really help you make an educated decision so you know you're saving money and saving time.
Well, if you're wondering why your oven-baked culinary masterpieces didn't come out right every single time, don't blame the chef. You might want to blame the oven because your oven's built-in thermostat may not be working properly. Leslie's got some troubleshooting tips, though, in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. And I might say that these are not from personal experiences because everything that Leslie cooks comes out perfectly every single time, especially with her French Culinary Institute background.
You know, it's funny you should say that, though, because when we had an apartment in Queens, we first moved in there, and I could not understand why cookies were baking in like 3 minutes, and like everything else was burning and becoming like a charred hockey puck, and it was because the thermostat was wrong, and everything was cooking at like 500 degrees, and I mean, thank goodness we got it fixed kind of quickly before I was really doubting my educational background. So if you're sensing that this is going on, what you might want to do is check your oven's thermostat. So here's how you do that. You set your oven's temperature, and then you use a separate oven-safe thermometer inside the oven. Now, the most accurate are the glass bulb types, and to get an accurate reading, you want to let the oven cycle on and off at least 3 times, which is going to take about 20 minutes. Now, there's a couple of reasons why this could be happening. First of all, over time, that gasket around the oven door can become torn or even deformed, and this is going to allow heat to escape. So you want to make sure that you inspect all of those gaskets to ensure that they're in good condition. And if they're not, you can simply replace them as needed. Then also you want to look at the oven door. Is it closing properly? Because if it's not, heat can escape. So you want to make sure that the door closes tightly and evenly. If it doesn't, check for broken or bent door hinges or door springs. And if they're out of whack, just replace those as well. Now there's another thing which is a bit tricky. It's the tricky timer issue that we've all heard talk of. And it can even confuse the best of cooks out there. So you want to check into mechanical clocks and timers on your ovens. Now, those are the ones without the digital LED displays because they have a setting called cook and hold. And if the clock is accidentally set to this position, the oven might not work at all until it's set back to normal. And if you're finding that this is what's going on, you want to consult your instruction manual. Yes, you should be holding on to that. You should have a file for all of the instruction manuals for every appliance in your home that you should, you know, update regularly and make sure you've got it. And if you are finding this is going on, check that manual. Just follow the directions and set that timer or clock correctly. And that should do the fix. If still something's out of whack, call the manufacturer because I'm out of guesses.
Well, that's some good advice. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Coming up next week on the Money Pit, we're going to have some tips about drip irrigation, which is a great option for keeping your lawn, your landscaping, and even your garden watered exactly where and when you need it. Even in water conscious areas that restrict watering, drip irrigation is a great option. We'll tell you all about it on the next edition of the program. If you have a question, you can reach us 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or log on to moneypit.com and post your question in the community section. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly 1 in 4 consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.